Vernon Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I want to welcome you out. All about helping you get what you need to get to where you gotta go. And that's my promise to you. Yo! I share bite-sized wisdom from the world's most successful people in the form of quotes with the hope that it will trigger something inside of you that will speak to your soul. And all that you are made of, and help you break through whatever you're challenged with today. And when we think about life, life really comes down to a series of decisions. And I believe we have this thing where, especially in America, we're inundated, with a plethora of options. You have so many options. Just walk into your local grocery store, Whole Foods, Sprouts, whatever it is that you shop, and you'll see that there's 17,000 labels of ketchup. Nobody don't need that many labels of ketchup. And that often makes it hard for us to choose. And other times, we just don't make a decision. We feel paralyzed. We feel that we don't have a choice. And that's why I love the trajectory and the story of Lalita Tatami, because she did something completely different than what everybody was probably expecting of her. And found fulfillment in that, right? A very successful career in Silicon Valley to a very successful published author. Now, before we get into the quote today, let's talk a little bit about who this amazing woman is. Lalita Tatami is a New York Times best-selling author of three historical novels. Her debut, Cane River, was Oprah's summer book pick in 2001, was translated into 11 languages, and became San Francisco's One City, One Book in 2007. Stanford University selected Cane River as assigned reading for all incoming freshmen in 2015. Her second novel, Red River, was released to critical acclaim in 2007. Her third novel, Citizens Creek, was published in November 2014. Before writing full-time, Lalita was vice president and general manager of several high technology companies in Silicon Valley, spanning over a decade, running business units within large corporations. Featured in Fortune's People on the Rise list, as well as Black Enterprise and Ebony in 1998. She was named African-American Innovator in the New Millennium at the Silicon Valley Tech Museum of Innovators. But her interest in her family's roots and the ongoing issues of racism and women's empowerment led her to focus all of her energies on her second career, which was writing. She has been featured in People Magazine, O Magazine, More Magazine. That's a lot of magazines. Today's Show, The Early Show, CNN, The Oprah Winfrey Show, and has appeared as a speaker for the Library of Congress and National Book Festival, the California Governor's Conference for Women, African American Libraries, and a ton of other places. And here's what she has to say. Lalita, what do you have to say? She says, there comes a point where you have to decide whether you're willing to live the one life that you have in an unfulfilled way. Whoa. The takeaway here, my friend, is this. You have to make the decision. You have the power. Be empowered to make the decision and realize that this ain't no dress rehearsal, baby. This is the only performance we're going to get. So how would you choose to spend it? In a way that serves your soul and ignites you and makes you feel like you are doing good for the world, or just being unfulfilled? Hey, if you want to get your quote on the podcast, hit me right now on IG or Twitter. You can find me at Vernon Maxwell. That's M-A-X-X-W-E-L. And I will shout you out if your quote is chosen from the quotes from our guests that submit quotes, and you will potentially be a part of the Listener's Quotes Hall of Fame. And that's why you should subscribe to the show. And that's why you should send me a quote. Hey, I am out. Make sure you come back tomorrow. We're here the next day. 7 days a week, 5 minutes or less, giving you what you need to get to where you gotta go. And I'm out, yo.